ed intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
Legally Blonde the Musical opens at the National Theatre next month. The cast includes Maltese-Australian actor Keddie Asha, who is on the phone. Thank you for your time, Keddie, and it's nice to talk with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
A very well-known musical. For the benefit of our listeners who may not be so familiar with this musical, tell us a little bit about it and your role.
Well, the show centers around the character of Elle Woods, who's a sorority girl from Malibu. And when her boyfriend breaks up with her to go to Harvard Law School because she's not serious enough, she decides she's going to go to Harvard Law School to prove that she's serious. And from there, she finds her new passion in law. And she meets a brand new cast of characters, brand new people that she relates to and really finds herself. And I'm playing the role of Enid Hoops, who is one of the students at Harvard Law. She's quite a passionate feminist, very headstrong, very confident and very fiery. And yeah, she becomes friends with Al in the end, but they don't start off that way. They're very different.
Any challenging issues with such a role?
Well, I think for me, when you're playing a character that's very passionate and fiery, you need to really embody that confidence. And I'm a very new performer. So going on stage and really bringing it sometimes can take a lot of work, but it's something that I enjoy doing. And through the process of developing the show and developing my character, it's just becoming easier and easier for me, yeah.
So how do you prepare for such a role? It's a very well-known character, and many people already know this character.
Well, I think for me, you might think looking at the original source material is the best thing to do. But as a performer, often looking at script yourself and having your own interpretation of it is really what's best. Because at the end of the day, you don't just want to copy other renditions of what people have done with the character. You kind of want to take it on, make it your own. So, you know, the way I'm playing Enid is definitely inspired by past iterations, because before Legally Blonde was a musical, it was a movie. I kind of am inspired by bits and pieces of different renditions of the role, but I also bring myself into it. Yeah, I think other sort of roles of Enid are a lot more angry, I should say, or like very fiery. But I think for me, she's a little bit more, you know, subdued, but just intelligent and passionate.
Do you sort of worry that, you know, there might be certain expectations from the audience knowing this character?
Of course, but I think that the best thing to do then is really bring myself into the character, because I think that if the expectations are set up that they want to see, you know, exactly the character that they've seen from the movie or the original musical, then they'll watch the original musical, you know. There's something so fun about doing a community theatre production and being able to watch a cast, bringing themselves to these roles that you know really well. So there is some pressure there, but it's more so just exciting to put my own spin on something that people know and love.
And how long have you been performing?
So I'm an up-and-coming performer. I'm 20 years old, so I've just graduated my course at the University of Performing Arts, CollArts, where I was doing comedy. And then once I graduated, I performed in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I did a show this year. And then straight after that is when I had the audition for this show. And this is like my first musical. So I'm very new. But I feel like I've been performing my whole life for my family and for my friends. But this is my first like sort of year of professional work. Yeah.
So you're in comedy as well?
Yes. Yeah. I love comedy. Musical theatre is my number one passion, I'd say. But I think comedy definitely plays a big part in that. They go hand in hand for me.
And obviously you sing as well.
Yes, I do. I've always sung. Like, my mum could never keep me quiet. And she was like, okay, we'll just put you in singing lessons so I don't have to hear it as much. And then it became my passion, yeah.
It's a very competitive business. How do you see it when with such roles, you've got to go through several auditions, and sometimes it can be very disappointing?
Well, for me, when you don't get the part, I don't take it as much as I wasn't good enough. But just objectively speaking, there was someone that suited what they were looking for, you know. You need to have really thick skin to be a performer, especially as a young woman, because I feel like when you're growing up, you compare yourself to a lot of people a lot. You don't feel good enough. But, you know, with every sort of, like, blow, like, knockdown, you just need to remind yourself that, you know, it's not about you. They just found someone that they prefer for the role, and you just got to keep going because you never know. You know, you never know when you're going to find your break or find your what you're meant to do. Even for this audition for Legally Blonde, it was my first audition, and I kind of auditioned for it not expecting to get in at all. I just thought I need to start getting some experience because I want to build that resilience and that thick skin. But I think the low stakes of that, of just knowing what I wanted and not feeling disappointed in myself if it's not perfect, actually aided in me getting a part in this musical because I came in very confident, very excited. And I think my excitement of just being there and getting an opportunity to do something like this for the first time was what landed me my spot in the cast.
And you're still very young.
Yes, I am. I'm 20 years old.
So basically you're starting in this business in a professional way.
Yes, exactly. Maybe if you ask me in 5 years how I have the resilience, maybe it'll be wavering a little bit. But for now, I'm still young and fresh.
Tell us a little bit about your background. Obviously, Asha is clearly a Malti surname.
Yes. So my nana and nanno moved to Australia when they were around my age. My nana is from St. Julian's and my nanno is from Gozo. And yeah, we live in Sunshine, which is a very Maltese area. And I think, you know, my Maltese background has really shaped the way I approach storytelling and performance because there's just such a natural sense of theatrics in our culture, I think, in how we celebrate, we tell stories, or even navigate tough times. There's always humor and resilience and just a bit of a flair for the dramatic. And I believe that, you know, my mum's values, who were shaped by her own parents, and then my parents, my grandparents' grandparents, passed on a strong sense of community and emotional awareness, which gave me a really rich understanding of people and the world around me, which is really valuable and important as a performer when you're transforming and becoming a different person, you know?
What do your parents tell you about being in such a competitive business and coming from a Maltese background?
So my mom has always, always, always had the utmost support and faith in me, same as my grandparents. My grandparents are a little bit more traditional, you know, they want to make sure, you know, that I'm, you know, I'm doing good and I'm going to be making money and things like that, which when you're in the arts, you know, that's not a very, you know, sometimes it's a little bit of an unstable job.
That's why I'm asking the Maltese way is to get a proper job.
100%. But, they're just proud of me. I think they see how passionate I am about it. I think they see that I can go places if I keep working. And I haven't, yeah, I haven't really gotten any pushback from anyone about that. It's only when I'm not doing work. It's only when I'm, you know, if I'm, I think my, especially with my nanna and nanna and my mum, it's, if I'm going to pursue this, I need to work hard. You know what I mean? So it's just as long as I'm working hard and I'm putting my foot in the door and I'm really doing something and I feel motivated, then that's the right thing to do.
So you see yourself persisting in this business?
Definitely. Looking at it realistically, I don't expect to be a famous actor in America, you know, doing blockbuster films anytime soon or anything like that. But just having a place in performing arts in the culture for my whole life is really important to me. Even in teaching, I would love to teach young people in like a drama school or anything to do with the arts. As I've said, I'm into comedy, I'm into singing, I'm into acting. There's a lot of artistic interests I'd like to pursue. So honestly, just any way that I can still have that creative outlet and make a living out of it, it doesn't need to be that sort of picture perfect, famous, wealthy actor sort of story. It's just something that I can have that creative outlet and be happy.
And with your background, have you ever been to Malta yet?
No, unfortunately. I've wanted to for so long, but maybe when I'm a little bit older, I just can't afford it right now. But I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming of the beaches in St. Julian's.
When and where are these presentations of this musical happening?
So the musical will play at the National Theatre in St. Kilda from Wednesday to Sunday from July 12th, 2025. I believe on Saturdays we have two performances per day. And then the rest of the week is evening.
For tickets and more information?
You can follow this link, booktickets.com.au/legallyblonde/.
segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.